On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 24, Tzaneen 28. We start in the south of Johannesburg, where an accident in peak hour traffic has claimed the lives of seven people. Several others were injured. Here's Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kulani Fitla.
Emergency personnel and law enforcement officials are on scene, and Kamara Road is blocked off to traffic in both directions. Motorists are advised to avoid Kamara Road and to use alternative routes, as vehicles are being diverted at Peter Arkroyd Avenue and Suit Doring Avenue.
The South African Social Security Agency says it's concerned about the increase in misinformation about social grant payments. This comes after a message circulated on social media claiming that the agency would be making double payments to beneficiaries this month. SASSA spokesperson Andile Chona says the information is fake.
We appeal to the public to be cautious of the information that they share on social media, as it directly and adversely affects millions of our beneficiaries. We appeal to our beneficiaries to only rely on credible sources of information, such as our official social media pages.
Judgments has been reserved in the case that AfriForum ports forward of regarding the publication of matric results in newspapers and other platforms. The case was heard in the High Court in Pretoria this week. Here's Alana Bailey from AfriForum.
For the past 2 days, we have heard many arguments on when something is a person's right to privacy and when it is in the public interest that the information should be made available on public platforms. AfriForum remains convinced that the release of the matriculation results is a matter that is in the public interest.
The spokesperson for the information regulator, Nom Zamazondri, says they're eagerly awaiting the court's final decision.
The manner in which the department published the matric results was inconsistent with the provisions of the Protection of Personal Information Act. So we have been eagerly awaiting the opportunity to have the question of the lawfulness of the department's manner of publication of the matric results aired out in open court.
In news abroad, Israeli airstrikes killed at least 33 people. The victims included children in Gaza. This comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu instructed the military to carry out immediate, powerful strikes in the Gaza Strip. And finally, our very own Grammy-winning star and singer Tyler is set to embark on her first headline tour titled We Wanna Party. It was supposed to happen last year, but was postponed. The tour will kick off in Tokyo, Japan next month, followed by performances in Indonesia, the Philippines, Singapore, as well as India. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
Thank you, Chanel. 3 minutes past 10. Wait, there's too much happening in the news. I'm missing some stuff.